This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of my favorite bands, the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, love that guy. And he's going into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with Tina Turner and Carole King and Jay-Z and a few others. So deserved for the Foo Fighters, a band that's been around out of Seattle, Washington since 1994. And Dave Grohl, to me, is a one-man wrecking crew, because he took a band. He was a former drummer from Nirvana, and he ended up pulling it together after the suicide of his pal Kurt Cobain and Nirvana splitting apart, and then formed the Foo Fighters. So bravo, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And the reason I open with the Foo Fighters is because this is certainly a weekend to celebrate. The CDC says indoor mask guidelines are going to be a little bit different. They're saying take the mask off, ditch the mask if you've been... Yes! Yes! Vaccinated. If you got the vax, you are in, my friends, according to the CDC. That's huge, because what a reversal from what we heard 3 weeks ago. To actually hear the words from the CDC, mask off, wow, what a relief. I said that the line for everybody was moving. You could see it. You could feel it. I knew it when I went to Florida and took the show there a couple of weeks ago. I could feel this swell of something different that was happening in the United States. And now I really, really feel it. I'm not shocked at all by the CDC, because we're seeing the numbers drop. We're seeing that the numbers are dropping to some of the lowest levels we've seen the entire time. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for popping on and listening to us. And if this is your first time in, we just threw the red carpet in your direction, my friends. Pipeline recovering from a cyber attack, and it is a big wake-up call, I think, for energy infrastructure and so many others in business when it comes to cyber security. In fact, coming up this hour, Matteo Gorge is going to join us, and he's got a company, VigiTrust, that does some incredible things in that cyberspace. And in fact, he has a book out with one of the most clever names. I'm not going to spoil it, because that's coming up in a couple of segments. But what he does and what he has built and what he is seeing, and now what we just saw with this pipeline, is another example of why the people who really know cybersecurity are the people we need to pay attention to. You know, because of what happened with Colonial Pipeline, the Northeast was held hostage. There are people in North Carolina that can't get gas. There are people in Virginia that can't get gas. There are gas stations that are waiting to have it delivered to them. So, you know, when you have 1,200 or more gas stations that can only deliver Doritos and Pepsis to you because you can go into their convenience store, that's not good, my friends. Because we need fuel for our cars. And the Colonial Pipeline, which was interrupted on Friday after a ransomware attack, shows us how vulnerable we are. That pipeline connects Texas all the way to New Jersey. Now, it's been fully reactivated. Fuel shipments have resumed. But there are still significant shortages that are hammering a bunch of states. And drivers are stuck in long, long lines. And then they finally get to the line, and it's shut down. They run out of gas, right? And there's no cutting in line. There's no fast pass like at Disney World. No, this is the Hunger Games for gas. It's crazy what's happened here. And then the word comes down because we heard, oh, yeah, Colonial Pipeline, the ransomware thing with this dark side hacker group that infiltrated the servers. They said they wouldn't relinquish control without a ransom. And the word came that, oh, no, they're not going to dish any coin their way. That's not going to happen. They did not pay any kind of ransom, no. And then it comes out, $5 million. And see, this is what these hackers do. They thrive on it. So $5 million to Colonial is not really that much, but giving it up is a big deal because it just encourages the hacking. And of course, what do? You have to be operational. They have you over a barrel, and they know it because you have starved gas stations and American consumers who need the stuff. And waiting and waiting and waiting is just no good. So they are moving gasoline, diesel, jet fuel as safely as they can. And they're going to continue to keep doing that until the markets return to normal. But they're not normal yet. And that this shows so much. In fact, I just got a new number, was on the air. The Connect I have just sent this text in that it was 1,200 plus stations. It's more than 1,700 stations now that clicked over officially from today throughout the Southeast that are drained, right? Terrible. South Carolina, Mount Pleasant, beautiful area, super, super close to Charleston. Only 2 of 6 stations have gas. Not even sure. I checked, and they still had some before I cracked open the mic, but very little. So, not good. You think of things that need gasoline that we count on, like the postal service. What does the mail carrier do? They got to fill up to hit their routes. And when you only have, X amount in the tank, you're only going to go so far, right? You're hustling to try to make it happen. So, it's going to open back up, but there's some lessons to be learned here, my friends. And cybersecurity is not something that we can just shove aside and say, oh, every once in a while, we've got these systems in place, there's these great companies. No. I think if I'm a COO or a CEO, anyone in the C-suite, I'm running a company, my best pal is the person who can help us with cybersecurity, because I don't want to get a phone call that everything's been hacked into and we're being held hostage. I don't want to hear that. All right, so the mask off is huge. If we talk about what the buzz in the land is, it has to be that. 154.6 million people have been vaccinated. The number isn't changing too much, the percentage that I keep saying, because these are from Johns Hopkins University, right? 55.2% of the eligible population 12 and older, the number shifted, because now you can get vaccinated if you're 12 and up. And 46.6% of the total population in the U.S., mask off, baby. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, brands and politics, do they mix?
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. When you're a big brand, a big corporation, and you get into the game of politics in a sense because you back a candidate, an ideology, a party, and, you know, we've gone through a shift where it's like, ooh, can't do that. You know, don't talk about any of that off the premises when, of course, you were in these big buildings and we were siloed off in certain corporations. You didn't want to get anything out there on Twitter or on social media. But there's been a bit of a shift, it looks like. And that's something that we've seen with these new rankings from the Axios Harris 100 poll. It's this survey that gauges the reputation of the most visible brands in the country that show that brands, check this out, with clear partisan identifications are becoming more popular. So it's the opposite of what was happening. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room. Adam Rosieri is with us, and Adam is the chief marketing officer for Agency Partner Interactive. This is his game. He gets it because he helps companies market themselves and their products across all kinds of platforms. So he certainly would come across this. Adam, thanks for popping on.
Hey, good evening. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So what's been the shift? What happened that you saw like a Chick-fil-A jumps up in the rankings? And Goya especially, because remember, Goya took some heat. You know, they became like a political football in a sense, and almost a lightning rod where people either went to Goya to get their beans and get their products. I just was in Florida and we were talking about this. Or people walked away from them, but apparently they actually did better because of the CEO praising President Trump. What's up?
I know, Kate. Business and politics, right? What could go wrong? It's like religion and politics at the dinner table. What could go wrong? You know, family dinner. What? It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what's interesting? You know, it's like the idea of any press is good press. In the case of Goya, You know, their CEO obviously attended a White House event back when Trump was in office, and their CEO praised President Trump for what he was doing, and then flash forward a couple days, and then, bam, there's AOC calling for a boycott on Goya. You know, this actually turned into basically Goya kind of giving AOC this honorary employee of the month sort of award, because the attention she brought to the company was such that they got about $10 million of positive press, about $47 million of negative press, and about $35 million of neutral press. So if you're kind of looking at things, you know, you've got about half of it being bad and then half of that press being either good or neutral. I mean, that's a lot of press right there alone. And go figure, the boycott actually turned into a buycott. And so people started buying up Goya products. And, you know, now we're looking at kind of some of the more recent data, right? Some of these polls that are indicating kind of what's going on with companies like Chick-fil-A and Patagonia. And, of course, there's a little bit of discussion about MyPillow. You know what's interesting, Kate, is that when you look at this particular poll of 100 companies, Fox Corporation came in right around the bottom. I think they were number 98 out of 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were 98 or 99 out of 100. And with that being said, it's not actually a reflection on their success. Ratings showed, of course, that Fox Corporation, relative to its direct competitors, their ratings were among the top of the chart month over month in the first couple months of this year, right? I think it was March and April combined. They were kind of in that number one spot. So the interesting thing is this. You know, people are people, and at the end of the day, people are going to buy those products that are typically the most well-priced, the highest quality, the most available, and then also kind of do business with those brands that are really consistent. You know, it's like that idea of, you know, when I go to McDonald's, I know what to expect when I order that Big Mac or that whatever that is, right? When I go to Starbucks, I know what to expect from my coffee. And I also know what to expect that the food items might be out of stock when I get there. Generally speaking, despite political leanings, you know, if a company makes a bad decision and maybe takes the wrong side of an issue, the results of it from a revenue perspective are probably going to be nothing or short-lived at most.
Yeah, which is different from things that we've seen in the past. And it's interesting because, you know, we talk about the Trump effect, and Donald Trump, even before he was president, he is the king, and you know this, Adam, of earned media. I mean, he knew that. You know, he could pay for whatever media he wanted, but he gets what I call earned media because of his reputation, because of his name, because he's a lightning rod, because of whatever. And he got massive coverage no matter what to your deal, because he's a brand, to your thing about, you know, whether it's neutral or whether it's positive or whether it's negative. He got it all. And there is something to be said for that, right?
Oh, without question. I mean, can you imagine the CEO of Goya Foods calling AOC Employee of the Month? You know what I mean? It's just like, wow. You know, that's kind of crazy. She wants to bring those guys down. And that's just kind of what it is, though. It's that attention that goes to the brand. People are thinking about it. And MyPillow is kind of another example that's a little bit more recent. Obviously, MyPillow was obviously targeted for being canceled from a lot of the distribution points of sale that was being sold at. So it was harder for consumers to find MyPillow, and they were looking at maybe losing about 60 or 62 million in sales. And from that, a lot of attention came to the brand and kind of like this Save MyPillow sort of effort. And now Mike Lindell is really more recognizable as a brand and looks like he's going to actually come out on top and make some money as well.
Yeah, he just did an appearance like a week ago on Jimmy Kimmel, and I think that helped him too because he had a sense of humor. So what do you tell your clients about visibility? Because you know they all want visibility because they want the bottom line to go up.
Oh, absolutely. So it depends. Now, when I deal with big clients, I try to advise my larger clients to respect the fact that there is, in a big company, you're going to have diversity of thought. You're going to have people from different backgrounds that support different candidates and do so for a very specific reason. And so in those kind of cases, to try and help a company not alienate employees and not make people feel like they're in a hostile work environment, I try to have the leaders sort of take off their employee hat for a second and just kind of recognize their employees' ability to have their own sort of opinions and ideas about kind of how America could, you know, should move forward politically, being that when a CEO speaks up for a big company, the CEO speaks up from the shoes of his or her position. Now, with a smaller company, it's a lot easier for small businesses to take a position and to do so in a way that doesn't alienate their company or their employees or their customers, really just because of volume. There's less of them, right? So you have less feet to step on, more than not. So, when it comes to big companies, though, it's a little bit harder to mess up just because the ripple effects from whatever your decision might be are a little bit less and more distributed. It's just a lot more risky with a small brand to take a position, unless you're going to be totally true to that position and hire employees and then also sort of hire customers as well, if that makes any sense, knowing that those are going to be people that tend to align with your ideas in a very strong way.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Adam Ruzzieri, thank you so much for joining us, CMO, Agency Partner Interactive. That's where you can find him. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we look at the list that Adam and I were just talking about, and it is interesting. I like his advice that what do you do with the employees because of depending on the brand and where are they. And like he said, difference between a smaller company versus a bigger company. And I've run into this with some huge corporations where I've tried to have people on the show and I've had to really jump through 15 reams of red tape, and it's not worth it because then I know other people that I think are just as good. And so an opportunity is lost, but being afraid of, oh, is this controversial or, you know, whatnot. But you look at visibility, and I mentioned Chick-fil-A, 4 on the list, right? He said Patagonia, 1 on the list. Costco, could it be more jammed during this pandemic? How do they fare coming out of the pandemic? But 9th on the list. No shocker that Amazon is 10 on the list. I just drove by. I mean, they have these warehouses everywhere. And the trucks are lined up all over the place trying to get in the place in the front side. And then trucks are going out on the back side. I mean, Jeff Bezos controls the world. And visibility got tons of visibility. Lowe's was like 22 on the list. UPS was 19. My favorite place in California to get a burger, In-N-Out Burger, 17 on the list. And their footprint has expanded because they've moved into other territories outside of California, Texas being one of them. I don't think you'd be surprised that Hulu makes it into the top 30. And this is fascinating. I love this stuff. It's fascinating to look at visibility numbers, to look at companies, to look at, you know, where we are when it comes to strong political positions and what we'll tolerate, I guess, right? And more Americans are leaning into companies that have strong political positions. Cybersecurity next.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is praising the new CDC guidance that says some Americans can skip the mask wearing if they've been vaccinated and they're outdoors. He says you need to follow this one rule.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
He chose not to wear a mask as he made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden. He said it was a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people still have to keep wearing masks in some indoor settings, such as buses, planes, and hospitals. Currently, there are 117 million Americans that are fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The ex-Florida tax collector with close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz is planning to plead guilty on Monday in a federal court in Florida, according to a new filing on Thursday. As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg will cooperate with investigators in a wide-ranging probe. For months, federal investigators have been examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor. Gaetz has not been charged and denies any wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Needless to say, with this audience, I don't have to tell you how important cybersecurity is. But what's happening with companies? What's happening in these boardrooms when they make decisions on cybersecurity, and how are they weighing what they need to invest in, and why are some companies not investing enough, frankly, in a frontier that we're seeing where we see major hacks every year and all kinds of other hacks that are happening that make us feel completely insecure. This man is brilliant when it comes to cybersecurity, because I've talked to a lot of people in this space, and we talked off the air just even for a few minutes, and the reach that he has and what he's been able to do is absolutely incredible. Joining us now is Matteo Gorge. He's written a book called The Cyber Elephant in the Boardroom. He's the founder of VigiTrust, and he gets an A++ for that title, because that title is also brilliant. Matteo, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell me about your road to where you are now with VigiTrust and how you got there, and what you see are the major gaps that are happening in these boardrooms.
So I've been in cybersecurity for over 20 years now at this stage. And VigiTrust, I started in Dublin in Ireland back in 2003. So we started out as value-added resellers selling network security, content security stuff. We then decided to do some training around Data Protection Act, payment security, which logically led us to doing some security assessments. Fast forward to 2012, we decided to productize our training into an e-learning platform. And then fast forward to 2016, we completely pivoted the business into a software as a service provider for integrated risk management and governance, risk and compliance solutions. So today, our solution, which is called VG1, allows our clients worldwide to prepare for, validate, and manage continuous compliance with about 150 security frameworks and regulations, including all the usual suspects like CCPA, GDPR, HIPAA, NIST, CMMC, and many others. Over the years, I was extremely lucky to work with some of the brightest people in the industry and also to meet a lot of companies that wanted to do the right thing but didn't necessarily know where to start. And so the challenge of CISOs today, or chief security officers, or risk officers, or compliance officers, is that they need to get their seats at the board table. And whilst over the last five to six years, we've seen a lot more of them getting that seat on a regular basis, the reality is that the board of directors is still somewhat in denial. And so in the book, in the Cyber Elephant in the Boardroom, I talk about what I call the five stages of cyber accountability grief. And it's where the board of directors goes, okay, well, a complete denial. It doesn't apply to us. Our role is to grow the company. It's to make it more profitable and to essentially make sure that we give something back to shareholders. And yes, it is, but they completely forget the cyber element. The second stage is anger. Leave us alone. We've appointed you as a CISO. We are giving you money. You have firewalls. You have antivirus. You have that thing called anti-malware or whatever it is. Just leave us alone. Then it's bargaining. They realize that their competitors are being hacked, that the regulators are looming, and, you know, they're sending letters saying we might call at your door. So they typically hire a big firm, a very reputable firm, to do a security audit, and they think they're off the hook, which, of course, they're not. And then depression. Oh, my God, we have been hacked. The regulator is at the door. What do we do? Typically, that's sheer panic at that stage. And eventually, they get through the acceptance stage. And the acceptance stage is where they realize that they're probably doing 60 to 70% of what they were supposed to do. Maybe not in the right way. Maybe not in a way that they can demonstrate to the regulators that they're doing the right thing. But they're doing what they're supposed to do. And they just need to bridge that gap between the 60 or 70% and 100%. And that's where they can really engage with the CISO and have a continuous compliance program. So where I'd like to see the industry going is if we have the same conversation in 5 years' time, that I'm able to tell you, yeah, the CISO today, 70% of them have a seat at the board table. I don't know if we'll reach that point, though. I think there's still a learning curve for the board.
And what's the danger if they don't do that?
So, I mean, the danger is obviously there's a non-compliance issue where they might be fined by regulators or enforcement bodies. The main danger, I think, is reputational damage. Right. So, when I'm asked, you know, what kind of risks should a company be afraid of, I always talk about what I call bubbles of risk. And the four biggest bubbles of risks for an enterprise, in my opinion, are as follows. Geopolitical risk, contractual and financial risk, reputational and brand management risk, and then technology risk. So if I take them one by one, so geopolitical risk, here's two examples that are very topical at the moment. Brexit, the impact of Brexit on data protection. Right, so you might think it's in the UK, it's in the EU, doesn't apply here in the US. Well, does it or does it not? Because if you do business with the UK and you do business with other European companies, you may think one single contract will work. And that was the case until they left, the UK left, but it's no longer the same framework, even though we're going to have adequacy at some stage. But you need to have stronger contracts. Another political risk or geopolitical risk is the impact of a new administration. So now you have the Biden administration in the US, which has appointed very strong security people who have a completely different agenda from the previous administration and who are definitely going to impact the balance of power, if they can, with regards to data protection. Contractual risk is really around third parties, and we saw with SolarWinds the importance of third party. Brand management is the one part that you really need to cover. And then the technology, to be fair, I mean, there's a lot of very good technology to protect your data. It's just a case of, are you using the right one or the right way?
Yeah. So that's interesting because I think of everything that you said, they're all are important, but you think of reputation and brand and what happens when you get nailed with a hack and everybody's talking about it because they just don't feel secure anymore. And can you afford to have that out there when you're a Fortune 500 company, for example?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because you might remember the TJX hack a few years ago, right? That was at the time the biggest hack for credit card holder data. And if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was 140 million credit card records that were impacted. But the way they actually managed the crisis was very clever. They actually not only contained the crisis, managed it, raised their hand up and said, we had a problem. We should have been more careful. They then provided identity theft protection to all of their users. And they actually eventually turned it into a marketing opportunity whereby they wrote to all of the customers that had been impacted and gave them vouchers and gave them discounts to come back into the shop. On the other hand, you have other companies who try to brush it under the rug, and that doesn't work, right? So if the reputation is impacted, the first thing to do is really to raise your hand up and say, the board is dealing with this and we're going to take corrective action, even if you don't know what that corrective action might look like. The challenge is, does your board know what to do, right? And if the board is not educated, they're not going to be able to do that. They're once again going to go back through the five stages of denial and really get angry and push it all to the CISOs. And one thing that I often talk about is the fact that if you're a security officer or a risk manager or a compliance officer, you do your job right, nobody knows your name. Your company is hacked, it's your fault. Even though it's a collective issue, right? And so I think that the board needs to understand that in order for the CISOs and the risk people to do their job correctly, they need to empower them. In order to empower them, they need to look at the risk. Board members, they deal with risk day in, day out. They deal with strategic risk. They deal with financial risk. They deal with growth risk. And yet they don't deal with cyber risk, because cyber risk, generally speaking, doesn't make it to the balance sheet or the P&L of the organization. It doesn't make it to your annual accounts, unfortunately. It does for some companies that are good, but it should really be there so that the board can actually talk about it the same way as we address any other risk.
Yeah. So it's interesting, in your book, when you drill that down, is that you just know, because you know this business and you've seen it. You've got this advisory board that's thriving. We talked off the air. You said you have 700 plus people. So I can imagine. I mean, that is such an incredible brain trust. And you brought that to the book.
Yeah, I did. I think that's one of the better things I might have done in my career was by mistake to start that advisory board on the advice of a very good friend in New York, actually. And the idea was to bring together people that needed a platform to exchange ideas in a confidential manner and in a way that they could help each other. And so about 10 years ago at this stage, started the advisory board. We've got a community of 700 members, 150-plus fully signed members within that 700 community who get access to member-only events and a private portal and so on. And we do events at the moment virtually. We do about 12 events a year. But before that, we used to do events in Dublin, London, New York, Paris, San Francisco, Sydney. And once a year, I would bring everybody to Dublin for a three-day networking event. And I know that you've been to Ireland many times, so you'll know that the Irish welcome was very well received by everyone over there. But it's that sense of building community of people that all share the same challenge. And we try and bring the C-suite and as many board members as we can onto the advisory board, because it's a non-commercial think tank. And the best way to help people is to give them something and just say, we all share the same pain. Let us work together to address it.
Yeah, makes sense. Perfect place to end this. Matteo Gorge, the name of the book is The Cyber Elephant in the Boardroom. Vigi Trust founder. Can't wait to see what happens with you next. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, you're not back to your way.
Drop the mic already, because this show, Friends, ran on NBC from 1994 to 2004. This show kind of followed me around in my career. It was my show, that and I think Seinfeld I would put on that list. And this show became so popular, one of the most popular television shows of all time. I didn't watch a lot of two, but this was one of the shows I watched. It was nominated for like 62 primetime Emmys, and it won Outstanding Comedy and, you know, its eighth season. And for the Writers Guild, it ranks one of the best, number 24 on one of the best written television series of all time. So they had something special here, and they knew it. It was something about the relationships with these young 20 going into their 30s at the tail end of it, friends, and what happened to them. You know, it's again those connections, watching, looking at how they evolve and struggle and what they did and all those things in between. What I think is so interesting right? I'm about capitalism. We live in a capitalist society, right? And I believe in the law of abundance because, you know, the more abundant you are, the more you give back, right? And Jennifer Aniston's known to be a generous person, and she probably is the most successful of all of them to come out of Friends, not to push aside any of the accomplishments of the others, but her name just exploded, and she did so many movies. So what's interesting is the first season they were paid $22,500 an episode. That's what they were all paid. And then they got different salaries in the second season. It kind of varied a little bit. And then, they started to get more and more and more because the show got super, super popular. And what I loved is, especially Jennifer Aniston, because she was so popular at that time, they all kind of said, we're in this together, and made sure that they got... All six actors wanted to be paid equally because it was a true ensemble show. So they ended up making $1 million each episode in seasons 9 and 10. And that made Jennifer Aniston, because the women, of course, there was such disparity in Hollywood television or film. The women, Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, and Lisa Kudrow, the highest paid television actresses of all time. So there you go. And because of that, people, I think, are longing for nostalgia, and the people who are looking to get ratings look to go sometimes back into the vault and see if they can come up with something and remake it or have a reunion. So they're having a reunion. So the big news is that the Friends family is having a reunion, and the actual date has been revealed. Yeah, so it's actually happening on HBO Max. They're going to stream it on May 27th. So all the original actors are going to be there, and it's going to also include, I guess, some other surprises of people that will pop up. You know, there's going to be special guests like Lady Gaga, Tom Selleck, Reese Witherspoon, and some others who appeared on the show, and her fans, and all that kind of stuff. So you got to think, HBO Max, why would they put this, why would they stream this? Because they know that it's going to explode and people are going to watch it. HBO Max is paying $425 million to carry reruns of the series for 5 years. Right? So they're battling in the streaming wars for time, money, eyeballs. Content is king. Content curation. And especially in that business. And it was so, so popular. So, that's the mic drop that they're doing the reunion. And what is that going to look like? Right? Cause it was over in 2004. Boy, that seems like a zillion years ago, doesn't it? And it was. So it was over in 2004, and we're in 2021, my friends. So you might not care at all about Friends, and it wouldn't be your mic drop moment. But you do care about this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced new masking guidelines on Thursday that say this simply. Fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors. Don't have to wear them outdoors, even in crowded spaces. So they even add that, even in crowded spaces. And maybe there's some exceptions, but this is a huge, huge shift. We've had to live with this COVID-19 cloud for the past 15 months. So that means sporting events, all the criticism over that. I think all of that is lifting away with now the CDC guidelines, right? So there may be some confusion, though, about what are the places where you need to wear masks. Now, there are some places where you definitely will have to. If you're getting on a plane, don't think that you're going to be unmasked. If you are taking public transportation, like you're jumping on a subway in New York, mask. If you're on a bus of some sort, mask. A train, mask. you know, transportation right now, that's not going to change. That's a federal mask mandate. And it was extended to September 13th. Now, after September, after that date, maybe that changes too. And what would be interesting is if everything is completely lifted with transportation after September, how many people will still wear masks and how many won't? I mean, the studies, and this is what they pointed to. They had two real-world studies that looked at 9,000 healthcare workers in the United States and one from Israel suggesting fully vaccinated people are not likely to carry and spread the virus. I mean, they're still learning about how effective the vaccines are against the variants and how well the vaccines protect people with weaker immune systems and how long COVID-19 vaccines can protect people. So there's unknowns to be sure, but that's the biggest news. Bar everything else that's going on, and there are other things, the pipeline recovering from the cyber attack, you know, so many waiting for gasoline, all of that. But the pandemic's end looks like it's really in sight. You know, the virus may persist, hang around, be something we have to deal with, but to say it's you know, the end is in sight and we're shifting, that is fantastic news. And I could feel that shift, and I think a lot of you could feel that shift too, which I think is, you know, absolutely fantastic, because we've been waiting and we've been waiting and we've been waiting for how long for this? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, here we are at the tail end of the show, and a big reminder to all of you that you can flip me your thoughts day or night, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. I think the mask off is heavy on many of your minds. So many people excited about that. Also, some of you furious about gasoline and gasoline spiking. It was up to like $7 a gallon in Virginia at some places. Can you imagine? I think I filled up for less than $3 a gallon, or maybe it was at $3, something like that, but $7 in Virginia? Oh, wow, wow, wow. Mm. And what will the habits be moving forward for people and companies and the way we work and the way we live, because we've been, let's face it, in at least some sort of a bubble for the past 15 months. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.